Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We have to do a quick interview about aviation here on Brian and Company, and then we'll get to these gentlemen. Sheldon Jacobson, he's a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois, and he's focused on aviation security analytics. He joins us now on Brian and Company. Professor, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am doing wonderfully. How about yourself?
Great. So, I there's a bunch of different questions. We don't have a ton of time, but I'm really grateful for your time. You know, we've had all these incidents that people have talked about over the last few months at airports, clipped wings, this and that and the other thing. And I'm curious, is it actually worse now or is it just being more publicized?
I would say it's being more publicized rather than being worse. It's always been this way. There's a bright light shining now on air traffic control and air travel in general. These problems have existed. They're happening at a slightly higher frequency because, like anything, as a system ages, its performance degrades. And we're just now seeing it. We've reached a tipping point that this new work is the beginning, but it's not the end of the crisis.
How outdated are our systems?
The technology being used is not something that any of us have in our offices or we personally use. We're talking about copper wiring. We're not talking about fiber optics. We're talking about radar rather than satellite. We're using systems that involve floppy disks. Air traffic controller is sitting in the 20th century, not the 21st century when it comes to technology.
You know, I don't understand this because like any good organization has scheduled maintenance, right? They scheduled upgrades, and this is like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people utilize the air systems. Like I don't understand why this hasn't been regularly updated, so we don't have to do some grand bargain to fix it all.
Well, out of sight, out of mind, as long as it's functioning and other priorities come along, then air traffic controller upgrades take a back seat. There's always something that's more urgent. But as long as the system has been functioning as well as it has for so long, then the changes have been incremental rather than having a much more quantum leap forward in the technology.
Professor Sheldon Jacobson from the University of Illinois joining us here. Two quick questions for you. One is, in your overall estimation, they give all the statistics safer to fly than drive, so on and so forth. How safe is it right now to fly? People like to know.
Safety is not being compromised. What's being compromised is service. So when you have a flight going from wherever you are, if you're flying from Hartford, Connecticut
Good
to
job.
Los Angeles, and you're gonna be connecting through Newark, for example, you may discover a delay, you're gonna miss connections. So the service is gonna be compromised. Safety is never compromised because if it was, the whole air system would collapse.
Is AI involved in the next generation of these systems?
I believe it has to be. AI is involved in everything. And if we see the technological advances that are required for us to be more efficient, more productive, and just provide better service, AI is a part of that. But we can't implement AI with the current physical technology that is air traffic control. We really have to do a major upgrade, and this is expensive and very time consuming. It's not going to be done in 3 years, as the secretary has put forward. Yeah. This is something which will take most likely a decade, but we have to begin somewhere.
Professor, can we have you back? I mean, we're super tight this morning. We're very busy, and this is a great conversation, and I appreciate it. Maybe we can do it a little more extended version next time.
Sure, that would be great.
All right, thank you so much, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.